Like any new program, the county's e-bike service still has its rough patches. One of those is getting users to follow the rules. We asked County Manager Tom Fisher about reports of youngsters riding, although the bikes are officially restricted to riders 18 years and above. Fisher said they don't have enough personnel from their own staff or their service company for enforcement.
We don't necessarily want to dedicate staff or the company that's servicing this to have to constantly be monitoring. And there's no really electronic way to do that because if a person swipes a credit card or signs up for the service for a longer period of time, they're agreeing in that service contract that they're meeting the rules. So it's kind of an honor system. And so I think at a very basic case, we'll be working with the chamber and with Park City and ourselves to do a lot more education around this to bring more personal responsibility to it, similar to what we do with dogs and picking up waste.
They have made upgrades since the e-bikes inaugural season.
One of the things that we've done is that our servicer, actually Bewegan, is out and has some people at these stations every once in a while to just remind people of what the rules are or help them access the bikes. We're able to do a little bit more of that this year as opposed to last year when we were first testing it out.
Fisher said they won't have exactly the same problems that they did last year, but this season there will be new challenges.
I know that the company has done a lot of work to try and correct a lot of the problems that we experienced last year. A lot of it had to do with staffing and where they're located. And we know now that their servicing is located here right in the Snyderville Basin. So that's going to help out tremendously. Just in response time, when we hear those types of things about somebody reporting that the bikes are not working at a certain station, we can get on that a lot sooner.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.